Well, this past week I received a phone call from a former boss that I had in Connecticut when I used to work at the nursing home. I know I share a lot of stories sometimes, but he called me up and he said, "Hey, you're never going to guess what week is coming up. It's National Nursing Home Week." You know what that means, right? I said, "Yep, that means you're going to be real busy, because you're going to be moving tables, you're going to be getting the propane tanks, you're going to be running here, running there." It was a week to celebrate nurses, and I think this week actually coming up is National Nursing Home Week. But I began to think about all the weeks and the days that we honor people. And in our country, we have a lot of those special days. When you think about some of the things that we honor or remember, we remember birthdays of people like Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, and George Washington. And most importantly, we remember as a nation even the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, each and every year. We honor our veterans. We honor our flags. This past Thursday was National Day of Prayer, a day where even as a nation we honored and saw the value in prayer, looking to God. But as I was searching for days of honor, I came across a lot of days of honor, special days that maybe aren't as familiar with most of us as these other days are. And I just want to share some of these special days with you. And you may want to write some of these down, actually. But let me just make this disclaimer before I say these. As far as I know, all of these are legit. They're actually true. If you come across one that's really not true, I apologize in advance. This is, you know, one of those internet things. You don't know whether it's really true or not. But these are some days that are actually celebrated in our land. Any pizza fans out there? National Pizza Party Day is May 15th. All right, there you go, Cole. All right, May 15th, you tell your mom and dad. That's this Saturday, I think. All right, you tell them we're going to have a pizza party. Chocolate chip. I know, Emily, you're a big chocolate chip. You eat chocolate chip pancakes, right? Yeah. Well, May 15th is also Chocolate Chip Day. But if you missed that, there's actually another one on August 4th, believe it or not. June 11th is Corn on the Cob Day. All right, that's a good day. If you've got good teeth, you can remember that May 13th is Root Canal Appreciation Day. All right. July 18th is National Ice Cream Day. So I say after service, that's on a Sunday. We're all going to go over to Uncle G's after and celebrate over there. I was hoping Diane would be here today. She's not. But January 21st is National Hugging Day. All right. And for those of you who are non-huggers, June 24th is National Handshake Day. All right. There's a day for just about everything. Race fans, next Sunday is NASCAR Day, okay, May 16th. For golfers, October 17th is Mulligan Day. And I always thought every day was Mulligan Day, but I guess not. For moms, April 7th is No Housework Day. Sorry, it already went by. You'll have to celebrate next year. This was a good one. January 16th is Nothing Day. I guess that's for the atheist, maybe. I don't know what that would be for. The young girls like our Lydia, March 9th is Barbie Day. Now for the young boys, July 27th is Barbie in a Blender Day. Now, I was debating whether to actually share that or not, but I got a chuckle out of that because as a young boy, I was 3 or 4, I used to take my older sister's dolls and rip their heads off and throw them around, so I can kind of relate to that. In a sick kind of way, but I've got counseling. I'm much better now. Don't worry, I won't do that to your Barbie doll. Maybe not. But anyway, May 30th is Hug Your Cat Day for all those cat lovers. The Milks, I thought of you on this one. July 17th is Woody Wagon Day. Believe it or not, yeah, they used to have a Woody Wagon. If you're the nervous type, March 9th was Panic Day. Now, I know that already went by, so please don't panic. That already passed. Maybe next year you can catch that one. For those of you who think Thanksgiving Day just isn't enough, November 26th is Your Welcoming Day. All right. And for those of you who think all this was just a waste of time, let's get to the scriptures. April 17th is Blah, Blah, Blah Day. All right. Okay. So we can throw this out. But anyway, all kidding aside, today is, as you know, Mother's Day. It's a day that we honor moms. And for those moms that are here today, I say happy Mother's Day to you. And for those of you who have moms that are still with you, make sure you honor them. Make sure you tell them thank you today. And for those of you, as Dennis has shared, some of you have moms that have passed on. It's a day to thank God for the woman who gave birth to you. Well, the scripture tells us in Exodus 20, verse 12, it says this. It says, honor your father and your mother. And if you're familiar with the Ten Commandments, you know that is commandment number 5. Honor your father and your mother. Well, what does it mean to honor your mother? Webster defines it this way, and by the way, October 16th is Dictionary Day, just in case you wanted to know that. It means this, to respect greatly or to regard highly. That's what honor means, to respect greatly or to regard highly. And we live in a day where the mentality is often this. I'll show respect and I'll give respect to those who I think are worthy of respect or who deserve respect. Or maybe if I like them enough to respect them, then I'll give them some respect. And that can even trickle down into the family relationships where sons and daughters will say, well, I'll respect mom when she's really worthy of some respect. But notice what the scripture says. There's no ifs or ands or buts. It simply says, honor your mother. Just honor your mother. Why? Because she is your mother. It doesn't say honor her so long as she is perfect. It doesn't say honor her so long as she has her act together, or honor her so long as she does everything that you want her to do. It simply says honor your mother. Again, because she's your mother. Honor her no matter what. Now let's just suppose that you have a mother who is perhaps living a very sinful lifestyle right now. She's out carousing, she's living immorally. Or perhaps you have a mother that may be even an atheist. Now, does that mean that she is unworthy of honor? The answer is no. No, why? Because she is still your mother. You may not agree with her lifestyle. It may break your heart what she's doing. You may not agree with her thinking when it comes to her view of God, but the fact that she is your mother, God says you still must respect, honor your mother. Don't ever forget that your mother carried you around in her belly for about 9 months. Most of us were there for about 9 months, and that belly got bigger and bigger, and you were inside that belly, and you kicked her belly. Do you know? You used to kick her in the belly. You sat on her bladder. Do you know that? You did some wonderful things in that womb, and she carried you there. Your mom, if it was summertime when she was carrying you, she would have sweat a lot more than normal. She may have had morning sickness. She may have had, like Helen, morning, noon, and night sickness. There was a lot of things that your mom went through. She pushed, and maybe she pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed a lot, but she pushed and the doctor spanked your bottom and you breathed your first breath. And then your mom, most of you, I'm sure, I don't know your background or your mom's, but I'm sure most of your moms probably held you in her arms when you came out of the womb. And she fed you when you were helpless to feed yourself. She changed that stinky diaper when no one wanted to come near you because you smelled so bad. She cared for you. She nurtured you. She loved you. What else did she do? She came to your aid when you were just a baby in the middle of the night and you would cry. She would come to your rescue. And you may not even remember all these things that I'm saying right now. I know I don't. I don't know. I don't remember being in the womb. But my mom did all that. She did all that for me. And you know what? She is my mom. And there is no such thing as a perfect mom, but there is such a thing as your mom. And she's your mom. Because she's your mom, God says to honor her. Hold her in high regard. One of the best ways that we can honor our mom is to do this. It is to lift her up before the throne of grace on a continual basis. If your mom is alive, what better way to honor her than to continually pray for her? And I confess that I don't do that nearly enough. I love my mom. I miss my mom. But I don't lift her up enough to the Lord. What better way to show honor to her than to lift her up to the God of creation, the Lord of all, who loves her more than anything? What better way to do that? If your mom is alive, let me ask you, is she near the top of your prayer list? Is she up there with you, top? Maybe you got your immediate family, but is she right there next to them? Sometimes we forget that as sons and daughters, our moms have needs as well. Because for so long, they have met our needs, didn't they? They're the ones that have done the cooking and the cleaning and the laundry. They've always been there to meet our needs. And sometimes we forget that as we get older, we need to give back to those who gave so much to us. This giving back principle is in the Word of God. We see that when Paul gave some counsel to Timothy, as Timothy had some widows in his congregation, in his church, Paul told Timothy this in 1 Timothy 5:4. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to their parents. For this is pleasing in the sight of God. And the principle that Paul teaches is this: your mom did a lot for you in those early years. So as you begin to get older and as she begins to get older, then simply return the favor. Simply give back to your mom. Show some grace and love when your mom is unable to do the things that she could once do. And in the case where there is a woman who has no family, again, Paul says, hopefully that's when the church is able to step in and meet needs. And right now, as it stands, I believe that the widows that we have in our fellowship, all of them have family. And I'd say they have pretty good families that love them and care for them. But if there ever came a day where there was a widow who was all alone, who had no family, I pray that we would understand the heart of God, which is to care for the widow and orphan, care for those who maybe get to a point where they just can't care for themselves, and we become their sons and their daughters, that we would do that. It's important that we have a giving back mindset, and I would challenge the younger people who are here today, give back to your mom. Don't wait until she turns 90, right? Mrs. D just turned 90. Your balloon's still up there, by the way, but it'll be down by the time you get back, hopefully. Give back to your parents. Just do something today that would honor your mom. Do something to bless your mom. Do something that would just totally, totally surprise her. I don't mean, you know, taking the kitchen sprayer and putting an elastic band around it so when you turn, no, I usually get that surprise. But do something that would just bless her socks off. And then pray. Pray for your mom. Spend time praying for your mom. Well, though today is a day that we honor moms, it's important that really every day we ought to honor our moms. And not just our moms, but the Bible says, 1 Peter 2:17, thank you, men's group, says, honor everyone. Show honor to everyone. The Bible tells us in Romans 12:10, outdo one another in showing honor. Again, Romans 12:10, outdo one another in showing honor. Now, we live in a very competitive society, don't we? We like to compare. We like to kind of say, you know, be a little bit one up on this guy or that guy, even if it's just, you know, Red Sox and Yankees right now. I'm not opening my mouth because the Yankees have been destroying the Red Sox. But, you know, if they were, I'd maybe give it to Dennis a little bit, you know. And we like to just kind of be a little bit proud, be a little bit competitive with things. Even, you know, who has fewer dandelions in their lawn? You know, we compete about practically everything we can compete and compare about. And God says this. He says, honor one another. You want to compete with each other? Then try this one on for size. Let's see how much you can honor people. Let's see how much you can hold people in high regard and give great respect to people. Compete in that area. Let's see how you do compared to each other. Now, obviously, God is not saying, you know, you break out the bar chart and you say, hey, look how good I'm doing. Look at how I honored this person. Look at how I honored Billy, and look at how I honored Sally, and and all that. God is not saying that we need to spout out about it and tell everyone how great we honor people. Because when we honor someone from the heart, we just simply do it. You know, if I want to honor Brad in some way, I don't need to go tell John, hey, John, do you know how I honored Brad this past week? No, I just do it. I just honor him simply because I want to honor him and respect him. And that's the heart that God wants to see in you and I today. Well, how then can we honor one another? One way to truly honor people from the heart is to make sure this, we don't dishonor them with our tongues. Ephesians 4:29 says this, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths or unwholesome talk, but only what is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.